My brothers and sisters in the Lord, this gospel, the Beatitudes, may be one of the most familiar of all passages in sacred scripture. It is a litany, my friends, of what it means to be blessed. And it can be seen as a blueprint for living the Christian life. In the context of today's feast, it tells us this is how you are to become a saint. But my brothers and sisters, do we really understand what it means? As we mark this All Saints Day, it is tempting to put saints literally on a pedestal. Look around the church building. We see saints in the stained glass windows. We see them in wood and in marble. They're plaster figures that are put on shelves to decorate with flowers or adorn with halos. We collect them in holy cards, and we venerate them in icons. But you see, my friends, to think of the saints in that way only reduces them to something merely decorative and risks making this feast day unnecessary. This day, my brothers and sisters, this Feast of All Saints is necessary. We need to hear what this feast day has to say to us. It is a summons, it is a call, it is a challenge to each and every one of us who are present here in this church. To look at it in another way, my brothers and sisters, All Saints Day is nothing less than a dare. Some of you may remember from childhood the game Truth or Dare. This feast says to us, dare to be more. Dare to be a saint. And some of us may hear those words and we may laugh. Sainthood is a noble ambition, an ideal, but is it something that we can realistically attain for ourselves? The short answer to that question, my friends, is yes. Amen. Let it be. Because the great truth about the saints, something we so easily forget, is that they were just like us. Flesh and blood, strength and weaknesses, there were people of appetites and longings, ambitions and disappointments, vanities and quirkiness. They were simple sinners just like the rest of us. That is how they began. But it wasn't the whole story. The simple but reassuring fact is that nobody, my brothers and sisters, is born a saint. It is something you have to become. No one is born a saint. It is something you have to become. Consider Saint Margaret of Cortona. As a teenager, she was the mistress of a young nobleman. She lived with him for 9 years. She even had a son with him, hoping at some point her lover would marry her. But he never did. When he was finally murdered, the shock caused Margaret to reevaluate her life. She went on to take vows as a Franciscan. Her son also joined the order, and she was canonized a saint in 1728. Nobody is born a saint. It is something you have to become. Sometimes those who become saints aren't the ones we expect. They may be the filthy, the rejected, the outcast, the homeless. People like Benedict Joseph Lebray. He grew up the son of a prosperous shopkeeper, but he felt called to give up everything and follow Christ. He spent his life wandering from church to church in Rome. He rarely bathed, never washed his clothes. Most people were repelled by his stench. But the purity of his devotion and his love for God moved and inspired those who saw him day in and day out. And when he died at the young age of 35, many of the priests of Rome preserved his filthy clothes as relics, and they buried him in one of his beloved churches. Today, my brothers and sisters, he is the patron saint of the homeless. Nobody is born a saint. It is something you have to become. In the 1920s, if you had to pick a woman who was the least likely candidate for sainthood, it would probably have been an anarchist and communist from Brooklyn, a woman by the name of Dorothy Day. She worked as a journalist and spent many nights drinking with famous writers like Hart Crane and Eugene O'Neill. She had an abortion. She had a brief marriage before finally being drawn to Christ and the gospel and converting to Catholicism. Her conversion led her to embark on a radical ministry to the poor, one that is still changing the world today. She is now a candidate for sainthood. Late in her life, people called her a living saint, to which she responded, "Don't call me a saint. I don't want to be dismissed that easily." My brothers and sisters, don't dismiss any of the saints. They are closer to us than we may realize. They have struggled with sin and temptation. They've walked the journey towards holiness, sometimes stumbling, sometimes falling, but always getting back up and always moving on, resolving to be better, to do better, to aim higher, to aim for holiness. They work to be what this gospel calls us to be poor in spirit, to be meek, to be merciful, to be peacemakers. This is how we begin to become what Jesus called blessed and what the church calls saints. It's a tall order, my friends, and is nothing less than a call to greatness. But this feast day reminds us, whether we realize it or not, it can be ours. That kind of greatness is within our grasp. All Saints' Day beckons us to something beautiful. It reminds us of who we are, and it reminds us of our great potential, the promise that lies within each and every one of us, the promise of holiness. It is a promise that was fulfilled in the countless people we venerate this day. Our models, our companions, our inspirations, our guides, all the saints, they give us blessed hope because they assure us, my friends, again and again and again, no one is born a saint. But every one of us, my brothers and sisters, every single one of us, by the grace of God, can become one.